The Klezmatics, well known as one of the country's premier and most experimental klezmer bands, have recorded an album of songs with lyrics from Woody Guthrie. It's another set of songs like the original Mermaid Avenue sessions with Billy Bragg and Wilco that was guided by Woody's daughter, Nora Guthrie, from the archives of Woody's lyrics. The album is called Wonder Wheel and explores a side of Woody's work that you might not think of. It's his Jewish side. It turns out that comes from his maternal grandmother.
There's a lot of things that people don't understand about the Guthries, you know? It's just right from the top. I would suggest you don't try to make sense of it. Go with the flow. Just walk down Mermaid Avenue with us and see what happens. The story really does originate, though, in Coney Island, where we grew up. We lived across the street from my grandmother, who was a Yiddish poetess. Her name was Eliza Greenblatt.
Now, were you aware of that growing up?
No. I know. We called her Bubby, which is the Yiddish word for grandma.
Right.
And we lived, the reason why we lived in Coney Island was to be across the street from her, so she could help take care of the kids, you know, when my parents were young and had a couple of kids. So she would make us blintzes and latkes and sweet and sour meatballs and all these kind of things, and then, you know, put us to sleep, singing us to sleep. So I knew she sang. I knew she was just a wonderful lady. But I didn't know she was known out there in the world at all until, actually, that's when I met the Klezmatics at an Itzhak Perlman concert that they were doing together.
Ah.
And they were doing klezmer songs. And I went backstage and talked to Lauren. I had met him earlier at another show. And he introduced me to Itzhak. And long story short, he kind of said, oh, this is Nora Guthrie, Woody Guthrie's daughter. And Itzhak said, oh, very nice. He's a very nice man, very civil, polite. And, you know, but he didn't even get too excited. And I think Lauren said, or somebody else said, oh, Arlo Guthrie's sister. And he said, oh, very nice, yeah. And then I think Lauren said, Itzhak, this is Eliza Greenblatt's granddaughter. And that was the first time in my life that I had been introduced as the Yiddish poetess's granddaughter. And then Itzhak's hair kind of went all curly, and he got all excited, and it was very funny.
Curly.
And then Itzhak, I think, told me, like, I think he said, did you like the way we played your grandmother's songs tonight? And, of course, I had no idea what he was talking about. They were all in Yiddish. They were all klezmer. Lauren, do you remember this?
Yeah, yeah. Although the story gets embroidered a little bit every time someone tells it.
You know, this is a Guthrie at work. The story, when you hear it 10 years from now, you will recognize it. And she walked 7 miles to see Itzhak Perlman.
She walked all the way.
In a snowstorm.
She walked all the way.
So that's how this whole Yiddish connection actually is very real, even though I do like to embroider a lot. But the reality is that my dad, Woody Guthrie, worked and collaborated on a number of things with my grandmother, songbooks, and critiqued each other's work, et cetera. So for me, this whole idea of adding, starting with this klezmer band, which I love, but because they're a New York klezmer band, they're so much more. And they know doo-wop, they know rock. You know, we all kind of grew up on the same multi-sounding rhythmic city. And Yiddish is part of that, but so is Woody Guthrie, you know, the beachfront balladeer.
Yeah.
Now, Lauren, you were familiar with Eliza Greenblatt's work.
Right? Oh, yeah, sure, yeah. Of course.
But and what was it like for you to look at these lyrics? What did you look for in the? I mean, it must be a trove. We know there's a trove of lyrics. And how did you figure out what you were going to work on?
I think that, I mean, speaking for myself, I just looked originally through the pile of lyrics that Nora sent us, things that she thought we'd be interested in, and looked for things that spoke to me.
Mm-hmm.
So I ended up, you know, and interestingly enough, I think that each of us picked things that the other ones didn't pick. It's not like we were fighting over a particular lyric. So we were lucky about that. But also, it if you know us as people, it's like we definitely were gravitated towards things that you know, were our kinds of songs.
Well, the group of the Klezmatics that are here today is kind of the string band version of it, because Frank London, who did some of the writing and plays trumpet, and also Matt Dario plays clarinet, are not with us today. But but everybody got in on writing, and I think we're going to do one that Frank wrote the music for first, right?
That's
right.
Correct. This is Mermaid's Avenue.
Mermaid Avenue, that's a street where the fast and slow folks meet.
where the cold ones meet the hot ones, just a block from Coney's Beach. Mermaid Avenue, that's the place where the wolves and the haybacks chase. In big fur coats and bathing suits, they're in the Raggedy Race. Mermaid Avenue, that's the street where the lox and bagels meet, where the halva meets the pickle, where the sour meets the sweet, where the beer flows to the ocean, where the wine runs to the sea. Why they call it Mermaid Avenue, that's more than I can see. But there's never been a mermaid here on Mermaid Avenue. No, I've never seen a mermaid here on Mermaid Avenue. I've seen hags and wags and witches, and I've seen a shark or two. My 5 years that I've lived along on Mermaid Avenue, these 5 years that we've lived along on Mermaid Avenue. A Mermaid Avenue, that's a street where the sainted sinners meet, where the gray hair meets the wave curls, where the cops don't ever sleep, where they pay some cops to stop you when you hit that Seagate gate, where them bulls along that wire fence scare the mermaids all away.
Oh, Mermaid Avenue, that's the street where the sun and storm clouds meet, where the ocean meets that rock wall, where the boardwalk meets the beach, where the prettiest of the maidens leave their leg prints in the sand, just beneath our love so boardwalk, with the bravest of our lads.
But there's never been a mermaid here on Mermaid Avenue. No, I've never seen a mermaid here on Mermaid Avenue. I've seen hags and wags and witches, and I've seen a shark or two. My 5 years that I've lived along on Mermaid Avenue, these 5 years that we've lived along on Mermaid Avenue.
Meet where the smoked fish meets the pretzel, where the boar sounds like the sea. This is where hot Mexican chili meets chop suey and meatball sweet. Mermaid Avenue, she's a nervous jerk, but still she's hard to beat.
But there's never been a mermaid here on Mermaid Avenue. No, I've never seen a mermaid here on Mermaid Avenue. I've seen hags and wags and witches, and I've seen a shark or two. My 5 years that I've lived along on Mermaid Avenue, these 5 years that we've lived along on Mermaid Avenue. But there's never been a mermaid here on Mermaid Avenue. No, I've never, never seen a mermaid here on Mermaid Avenue. I've seen hags and wags and witches, and I've seen a shark or two. My 5 years that I've lived along on Mermaid Avenue, these 5 years that we've lived along on Mermaid Avenue.
Mermaid's Avenue is done by our guest today, the Klezmatics, playing live on the World Cafe. And of all the Guthrie lyrics, I'm going to say that's one of my favorites, one of the funniest that have been unearthed and put to music. I should introduce folks. That was Lawrence Glamberg, who was playing accordion and singing on that one. Greg Anderson's on the bass. Boo Reiners is on the acoustic guitar. Susan McKeown, who's been a guest on the cafe in the past, is here singing today. And Lisa Gutkin is on fiddle and doing some singing today. And I introduced Lisa last because, Lisa, you were just saying you grew up on Mermaid Avenue?
Well, I grew up in Sheepshead Bay, which is the neighboring town, and my grandma lived on Ocean Parkway, and I actually went to Nora's mom's dance school. That was my dance school when I was a kid in Sheepshead Bay, the Marjorie Mays' dance school. So,
now what was it? You know, it's funny, we think of New York City, and it's hard to imagine a truly middle class neighborhood in much of New York City now. What was it like then?
Well, Sheepshead Bay. Sheepshead Bay was just wonderful. I loved living there. It was such a mixture of colors. Mm. I mean, it was. I'm so unaccustomed to being around, you know, only white folks. It was such a mixture of all kinds of people, and you know, going to Coney Island. Really, I mean, this song really says it all. You go, you can find all kinds of different food. There were all kinds of, you know, there's people on the subway. There's Chinese folks arguing about where is the best place to get a bagel. It was incredible, and that's what I grew up on. I was totally accustomed to that. I you know, didn't know there was any other way to live.
And Nora, you make a good point. I forget exactly where I read you say this, but in some ways, Woody was an immigrant there too. I mean, he was an immigrant from Oklahoma.
He was a transplant from Oklahoma, but my mom always said he was so comfortable on the beach there because it reminded him of the Dust Bowl.
That's a good way of putting it. But he took to it and was out.
Well, he loved it. First of all, you didn't have to wear any clothes there. You could spend your life in a bathing suit pretty much.
Right.
You know, and there's a certain, these kind of seaside places. When you say middle class, by the way, it wasn't middle class. It was lower class.
It was lower.
Very, very,
yeah.
Very lower. I mean, we had a one-bedroom apartment with 99 people living in it.
Yeah, same here.
So, you know, you'd walk down Mermaid's Avenue. I love that line where they, you'll never see a mermaid, but you'll see a lot of hags, wags, and witches.
Right.
But, you know, everyone, they'd throw you a plum, give you a bagel, throw you a newspaper. You know, it's a very close, tight-knit community.
Did Woody embrace Judaism in any way?
He did. He kind of went through it. He embraced everything, I have to say. You know, he started out with Eastern religion and mysticism when he was 19 in Pampa, Texas, and kind of was raised in Catholicism. Jesus Christ, he considered one of his closest friends. And he really went through all these different religions. And that was another reason that I really wanted to work with this band, because their understanding of religion, even, you know, when you think klezmer, you think of some real serious Jews. And this band was just, they just sparkle in every single direction of spirituality. And I thought, that's the sound of Woody. And he did kind of go through the Torah and Judaism, kind of came out the other end as well. But he did go through it, yeah.
Klezmatics are our guest today, and we're talking about the music that is on Wonder Wheel, which is the lyrics by Woody Guthrie is put to music by various klezmatics and played by them today. What are we going to hear next?
Going to get through this world.
Best I can, if I can. And I am gonna get through this world, and I think I can. I am gonna work in this world the best I can, if I can. Best I can, if I can. I'm gonna get through this world the best I can. Well, I am gonna walk in this world the best I can, if I can. And I am gonna walk gonna talk in this world the best I can, if I can. And I am gonna talk in this world, and I think I can, and I think I can. I'm gonna walk in this world the best I can, if I can. I'm gonna talk in this world the best I can, if I can. I'm gonna get through this world the best I can. Well, I'm gonna clean up this world the best I can, if I can. And I'm gonna clean up this world, and I think I can. I am gonna leave this world behind the best I can, if I can. World behind, and I think I can, and I think I can. I'm gonna clean up this world the best I can, if I can. I'm gonna leave this world behind the best I can, if I can. I'm gonna get through this world the best I can.
Klezmatics are here today, and Nora Guthrie, who's the executive producer of this album and the keeper of the archives. Nora, what's the situation with the archives? This may seem like a really naive question, but Woody owns everything, right? I mean, the estate owns.
We love naive people.
Yeah, yeah.
Love you.
Yeah.
The simpler the better.
You got some lyrics to sell
me. Things are complex enough in this world, David. Let's keep things simple. There's a little room in New York City, right, and it's got boxes of Woody's stuff in it. It's really stuff that came from the family, from our house. Put it in boxes when my dad died. My mom kept them when my mom died. We put them in another room, and then... really just trying to preserve them, called up a friend who was an archivist and said, what kind of plastic do you use? It started out as a very innocent question here, you know, and next thing I know, 12 years later, I'm running an archives in New York. It's really still dad's stuff, no matter what you call it. And it's really nice because people are invited to come to do research, journalists, scholars, a lot of people that are interested in American history. It's not just Woody. You know, Woody really represents the history of America in the 20th century. And so we get people from all over the world that come and do primary source research, they call it now.
Mm. Mm. Are there other musicians working with things now? Is it happening all the time?
Yeah, there's a kind of a constant rotation of lyrics that are out. And there's actually, we counted 2,652 lyrics that we have in the archives alone. And that's just what we have. That doesn't include a couple hundred that he must have sent out to friends and letters and left at people's homes and things like that. When you go into the archives, particularly for musicians, it's really important that they look at this original handwriting, typewritten, however it is. It kind of taps you on the shoulder, his stuff, and says, Lisa, come and write me. Yeah. And he kind of spooks around with just the right people that he knows. You know, he did this with Billy Bragg and with Jeff Tweedy and all these different people we've worked with. I think there's like 77 songs that we've recorded in the last couple of years with completely new music. And I think, you know, Lauren has that experience too that you've talked about.
Absolutely. We really didn't have any sort of, you know, constraint as far as where we took these lyrics musically. And all of us, you can hear from, like, what just these two songs, like, they're
just what
some
we've
from
heard.
Here and some over there. And it basically, the words really told us where to go. It wasn't like, you know, we had to write this, you know, klezmer stuff or Yiddish stuff or anything. And you get to hear the band really play with, you know, their whole, you know, kind of language, musical language, different musical languages that they're familiar with and, you know, that we've maybe not had the opportunity to use in this band before.
Now, what's the oddest thing you have a lyric written on? Because I know you wrote on all kinds of weird paper and things.
Oh, the oddest thing. I think
actually written
on. For this project, one of the funniest things was there was a gift wrapping paper. Yeah. That Woody wrote a lullaby to. And, you know, when we were looking for lyrics for this project, you kind of start, like, outside and then work your way deeper and deeper in. And the first one we found was, like, in Yiddish, the diminutive, like, sweet diminutive that we'd use in Yiddish would be, like, ola bebele bubichke bebele, you know, that kind of thing. So we kept finding these funny lyrics that Woody had written. And, like, whatever he says, he ends it with ola, you know? And he starts sticking in little Yiddish words like kepala and divik and things like that. So one of the funniest ones from this project was this pink and blue baby wrapping paper that was obviously, you know, like a month later, then he wrote a lyric on it called Heady Down. That's one of the lyrics that's on this album. It's one of my really favorite because it just takes me back to being 1, 2, and 3 years old and having my mom and dad and grandma sing to us at night.
Can we do that one? Is that possible?
Yeah, sure.
We can.
Oh, did I just open that door for you?
Yeah, thank you. Very well done.
I loved it on the disc, and I'm really glad that you're going to do it.
Yeah,
I think it'd be fun for people to hear Woody Guthrie's version of Yiddish.
It might be interesting to know that when we received the copies of these lyrics from Nora, they were on just plain black and white Xerox photocopies. And this particular song was pretty difficult to read because it was, as she said, it was done on this wrapping paper. So when we were working on the recording, we actually had facsimiles of the original lyrics around the studio, I think, in the mixing process. And some of these were things that we hadn't seen yet. So then it's like I saw Heady Down. It was up on the wall with, like, this beautiful color thing. Oh, that's what that was.
Also, you know, we might want to have to tell people, like, a sneaky little thing here is that when you hear the name Zibberzee, that's Arlo. Zibber was Woody's nickname for Arlo. So he kind of goes through all the kids with their nicknames. So that's just a little clue for you folky fans to listen to. You'll hear Woody's lullaby to Arlo. And also my brother Jody, who was named, talk about a rough life, David. You know, he was named after Tom Joad. He's spelled with an A, J-O-A-D-Y. He's Ben Guthrie is his middle name, which is in Yiddish is son of. So he's the declared son of Woody Guthrie. And he's born December 25th, Jesus Christ's birthday.
Wow.
So this guy, I told him, like, just sit still for the rest of your life and just represent between Tom Joad, Jesus Christ, and Woody Guthrie. Don't do anything.
Heady down, heady, heady, head down. Baby, lay your head
like mine. Heady down, heady down, heady, heady, head down. Baby, lay your head down just like mine. Dibbuk, lay your head down just like mine. Heady down, heady down, heady, heady, head down. Baby, lay your head down just like mine. Heady down, heady down, heady, heady, head down. Baby, lay your head down just like mine.
Is new from the lyrics of Woody Guthrie from the Klezmatics, playing live for us today. That is Heady Down here on the World Cafe. Thank you all so much for being here. This has been a real treat.
Thanks for having us.
Nora Guthrie and the Klezmatics, our guests here on the World Cafe. Thank you. I hope you enjoyed our session with Klezmatics, and thanks again to Nora Guthrie for joining us. The new album is called Wonder Wheel, and if you're looking for it, find it at our World Cafe CD store, worldcafe.npr.org.